An opening date has been announced for the first Las Vegas-style resort casino in Massachusetts. The announcement comes as a relief to officials and casino supporters in Springfield. MGM's $960 million casino will open in downtown Springfield on August 24th, a few weeks ahead of a long-projected September opening. Casino General Manager Alex Dixon credited two relatively mild consecutive winters with helping to put the construction ahead of schedule.
We're very fortunate. The weather gods have been very good to us, and our own internal construction team has done a phenomenal job of staying ahead of pace.
The casino complex, which includes a 125,000-square-foot gaming floor, a 5-story, 250-room luxury hotel, restaurants, retailers, and amenities, including a bowling alley and movie theater, takes up 3 city blocks. Dixon said construction is 75% to 80% complete.
You'll start to see a lot of the scaffolding coming down around the edges, and now we're really focusing on the interiors. The slot bases and slot machines have started to arrive. Table games have started to arrive, and really the kitchens and the hospitality zones inside of our movie theater or bowling alley or our steakhouse and Italian restaurants, those are really starting to take shape.
He also cited the completion of the reconstruction of the I-90 Viaduct, also finished ahead of schedule, as a factor in the decision to push up the opening date of the casino. The highway will carry a substantial amount of casino-bound traffic. The announcement of the earlier-than-expected opening date for the Springfield Casino was made in a press release issued from Las Vegas in the early hours of Thursday. It came as speculation had swirled for 2 weeks that MGM was interested in purchasing the Wynn Resorts Casino that's under construction near Boston. That $2.5 billion project is in limbo because of the sexual misconduct allegations against company founder Steve Wynn. State law does not permit an operator to have more than one casino license. Dixon would not comment on what he called speculation or rumor.
This is a great day for Springfield, and we're happy to be here.
MGM Resorts International President Bill Hornbuckle met earlier in the week with Mayor Dominic Sarno to assure him of the company's commitment to Springfield, according to a statement from the mayor's office. Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said MGM's announcement of the August opening date is, quote, great news.
We've been looking forward to this now for how many years, 3 years? It's a fabulous project, and it's going to be opening sooner than expected. That's great.
Crosby, who toured the casino complex with other commissioners Thursday, said nothing he's seen would suggest MGM is not fully engaged in its Springfield project.
Quite the opposite. You know, all you have to do is walk through this incredible project with all of the leader of the group speaking proudly and showing off every facility and every little special piece of furniture. And you know, they've made it quite clear they're committed to Springfield and committed to this project. And we have no reason to think that there's anything else the case.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said he never believed the talk that MGM might abandon Springfield for greener pastures to the east.
It would have been really complicated, not to mention the licensing situation here in Massachusetts. So I never bought into that, but I am quite pleased that the way the news came out today. So that should end that speculation, I would hope.
From the city's perspective, opening the casino in late August is better than the original plan for a mid-September launch, according to Kennedy. It avoids conflicts with the annual Basketball Hall of Fame induction events, a downtown jazz festival, the opening of the Big E, and the start to the new school year.
There's a lot of logistical challenges for us here in Springfield to handle the crowds that are going to be here. And by moving it back, it made it a little bit better for us.
To prepare for the casino opening, the city is repaving several blocks of Main Street and repairing sidewalks. A new police substation is being constructed. It will be the home base for a new 40-member metro unit that will be responsible for patrolling the area between the casino on the southern end of downtown and Union Station to the north. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.